This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick Distillery. We're glad to introduce to you our newest bottled and bond bourbons, the Lee W. Sinclair 4-Grain Bourbon and the Matty Gladden High Rye Bourbon. As always, these two bourbons are deeply rooted in the history of our location in the Black Forest of Southern Indiana. Always double pot distilled, never chill filtered, made using the finest grains, alternative and historic yeast strains that we propagate ourselves, and the methodology that once made Southern Indiana an epicenter of American distilling. Matured gracefully in 53-gallon No. 2 char, new American oak barrels, using a low 105 entry proof, the Lee Sinclair presents an oak-forward profile, which pushes forward the definition and conversation about bourbon possibilities, while the Matty Gladden graces us and demonstrates respect with her 35% rye mash bill. It's not just the spirits in the bottle, it's the spirits of the place. Respect the grain and drink responsibly.
For our Halloween podcast special, our first ever Scotchy Bourbon Boys Halloween podcast special. Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. We have... What was that?
We got Tiny over there on that end.
And we have Super Nash in South Carolina, Anderson, South Carolina.
The devil tonight.
Yeah, if you can watch this on Facebook, if you're watching on Facebook Live or you catch this on YouTube, he is wearing quite the costume. My wife has been watching Days of Our Lives, and if anybody who knows Days of Our Lives, Marlena, who's been on there, Deidre Hall, forever, is the devil again. And I think Super Nash tonight has the devil Marlena beat. I think he looks more realistic than what she looks like. But I have my pumpkin in front of me for all you YouTube viewers and Facebook Live viewers. I think, and it is Blood Oath logo carved into the side of a pumpkin. Not an easy feat, not an easy feat. But then we have Super Nash, who has his Devil's Cut pumpkin, and he's doing a pretty good job on Facebook Live showing everybody all the different stuff that we're doing tonight. That's pretty cool there, Mr. Super Nash.
I like your Blood Oath pumpkin too there, Tiny.
Yeah, so we're trying out a little bit of different setup here. You could see in the background, I got my Scotchy Bourbon Boys, our Scotchy Bourbon Boys Old Man Bay signs. That's Matt Bay. He does that. He put the Scotchy Bourbon Boys logo into a barrel head. The logo is a barrel head, but then he made the logo reality. So it was a wonderful thing by Matt Bay of Old Man Bay Signs. Check him out on Facebook and Instagram. Plus, we have our Kentucky Bourbon Festival barrel head that we are proud of. We were able to get that at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival. So, with that said, remember, we are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You can find us on all podcast formats, mainly Apple and iHeartRadio, but everywhere else too. You can ask Alexa, hey Alexa, play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, or Siri, and we will pop up and play. So check that out. We are www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check that out. There's bios on us all. Right now we are getting Matt Mayer to come aboard. We will be updating the website soon, and Matt should be on a podcast coming up soon also. But when you're there, check out all the stuff that's on there. You could purchase Glencairns, you could purchase tastings, you could purchase T-shirts, everything. But in the top right-hand corner, if you want to support us, remember, we are at Patreon. Click that top right-hand corner Patreon button. It'll take you right there. You could support us in many, many different ways, but any support or help goes right back to the podcast. It helps us stay afloat doing what we do best. Now,
yes, all right.
Remember, we are also a Facebook group. Check that out. Join us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We are on Twitter at the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We are on Instagram, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and we also are on YouTube. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys, check it out. If you have any questions, you can mail us the Scotchy Bourbon The Scotchy Bourbon Boys at gmail.com. Mail questions direct or ask them on Facebook. That's always a good place. I'm Jeffrey Mueller, Tiny. This is Martin Nash, Super Nash. And check us out personally. Also, you can friend us on Facebook. So,
and you can listen to us on any of the major platforms that carry your digital podcast that you like to listen to on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast. You can even ask Alexa to play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and she'll play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys for you.
Yep, that's no problem. We got that down covered. All right. Initially, I am going to November 13th down to Indiana to hang out for a day of what would you call it? Down home living fun with Alan Bishop on the November 13th. Now, everybody, if you're listening, Super Nash is invited also, and we need to pressure him so that he comes too. It's a Saturday, starts about 10 a.m., goes all day. The evening, I'm going to spend the night out down in Indiana and then drive back on Sunday. It's for both of us. It's probably a good 7-hour haul, but I think that day would be worth it. So if you are listening, make sure you harass Super Nash that he comes November 13th with me, because I need him with me, because this is really going to be cool. And I just can't imagine what the podcast is going to be like that day.
I can't wait for the next couple of weeks now.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots of encouragement from the podcast fans out there.
Sure. Yes, and I'm serious. Let him know loud and clear he needs to come with me.
I'm definitely welcoming all the suggestive welcomings that I can get.
So you heard Alan. He started off the podcast. He is the master distiller at the Spirit of French Lick and a really good friend of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, also a Scotchy Bourbon Boy. He's very active on social media, and he is a very unique individual. Working at the Spirit of French Lick, he has come up with some unbelievable bourbon. And part of it is relying on time-tested practices and new innovations in the distilling program, we craft the spirit that has defined character, equally driven by grain, barrel, yeast, and experience, following their motto, respect the grain. And that's one thing that you could tell in every single in every single piece of expression that he has put out, he definitely is always grain forward, which is a very unique flavor profile. And what he produces is pretty amazing.
Yeah. So if you get a chance and you look for it, look for it in your favorite store, Spirits of French Lick, all kinds of great stuff coming out of there.
All right. So that brings us to normally, this is a midweek podcast, so we don't do all the normal Scotchy Bourbon Boy, new members, that kind of thing. We're going straight into the tasting. Yeah. And I don't know. I have some notes on both. Did you get some notes too there, Mr. Supernatural?
Yes, I did.
Of course. It's not. It's just what we do, right?
That's what we do.
So we're looking at, let's see. I was just, let's go here.
Oh, I was going to pour me a pour, but I didn't even get a chance to pre-open my bottle here.
Well, the Devil's Cut we should do first because that's a 90 proof. And the Batch 7 is a 98.6 proof. So we want to go up in proof. So let's start it out with the Jim Beam Devil's Cut.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the cool things about Jim Beam's Devil Cut is that this is Fred Noe's baby, what he did. And the thing about Devil, it's one of his signature things, because when he was young... And Booker had just started him out at the plant. One of the people in the Rick House, one of the workers, he didn't name it, but in his book he said, suggested that he take the barrel home, with him, put some water in it, roll it around for a week, and then see what you get. And sure enough, he did that, and the rest is kind of that's when he was a kid, and sure enough, he did it. And there was whiskey. It tasted like whiskey. It didn't taste like water. And so, fast forward, I think Devil's Cut came out in 2011. So you got to fast forward a good 40, 50 years, maybe. Right. And, if you do that, they came up with a way to pull that out. And then mixed it with an extra aged whiskey. And this is the 2021 version of Devil's Cut. It had been, it's been on the shelves in 20, but this one, that extra aged whiskey kind of thing. If you, take a look at the label, let me do this again, because I'm able to, if I grab a look, it's like the label itself says, while bourbon ages and the angel's share evaporates, some also remains trapped inside the barrel. We extract this dark and intense liquid from our charred white oak barrel walls and blend it with extra aged bourbon. That's kind of how they put it. So, I mean... I know most of the time they're like, there's probably 6 and 7 year old bourbon in there, but because the barrels or whatever, they it's Kentucky straight. So it's 4. So, I do have, I believe the mash bill is 76 corn, 12 rye, and 10 malted barley. Yeah. So let's get on to the nose. I got like a pineapple. Oak.
Sort of got like wintergreen or
vanilla. But I get like this little pineapple, like a.
I'm getting oak too.
Yeah, a little bit of oak. Let's see. Wood spice, vanilla, a whole. Yeah, I got the vanilla.
I got the vanilla too, and just a little bit of baking spice, maybe. Or like.
See, out of all the stuff after the, you know, what I just went through, my nose is the slowest coming back. It smells things. I mean, I it's not gone, but it's almost like I'm retraining and I just don't get enough. All right. So let's just sit down. My taste has come back.
I'm getting just a little bit of a citrus too.
That's probably that's what I was getting with the pineapple. That little bit of, let's do.
Maybe
And Mike, it's a caramel. Oh, it's a yellow golden color, isn't it? It's more like it's in between caramel and gold. Let's see what we got.
I'm gonna have a hard time trying to judge the color because I've got like yellow and red lights
all over the place.
Yeah,
I got an amber color, so we'll call it a golden amber.
We'll have to go with your color.
There we go. So let's go for the taste.
Oh, wow. That first sip was just like wintergreen, like mint.
I got it. Lot. Damn. That is oaky. Oaky, really smoky.
Minty and oaky and...
The front, I get a ton of vanilla and honey on my front palate, but to the back palate,
I don't pick up the vanilla and the honey until about mid palate on mine. Right off the bat, it was really minty. Or
I don't get the mint. No, wait, I wasn't getting any mint, but I'm getting a lot of charred oak, which makes sense because it's being pulled out of the char. On the finish.
Mm-hmm.
Are you getting that? Just like a little bit of burnt oak. It's almost scotchy on the finish.
Yeah, sort of that malty and on the back.
Not a lot of body, though. It's all tongue and throat. Maybe top of the roof of your palate.
The charred oak and on the back.
Yeah.
It's not dry, it's a sweet oak.
Yeah, it's pleasant. I mean, I don't mind. I've liked Devil's Cut all along. It reminds me of a little bit like of a bourbon scotch. It's not like I don't like, you know.
It does. It's almost just, it's a real pleasant scotch to me. It hadn't got that smoky. It's sort of more like a malt.
An American oak vanilla remains powerful with a rich and woodiness joining it. Then the finish, yep, still oak. The finish is reasonably long with a pinch of spice scattered on top of the vanilla flavor. I admit, while the finish is happening, I still have some vanilla on my tongue.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Really sweet.
And it's very oily, wouldn't you say? There's like a oily thickness.
Yeah, it coats the mouth really well.
I don't get full like cheek and under the tongue and whatever. I just get tongue and roof of my mouth and back of my throat.
I'm getting the sides on this, and you can tell in the glass that it's real oily.
Yeah.
Thick, long legs. It takes a few seconds for them to appear.
Well, I got the Crystal Glencairn, so nothing's happening on that.
Yeah. Well, I got the regular Scotchy Bourbon Boys Glencairn, which you can pick up on our website. Or become a Patreon, and you can get one there, too.
Yeah. That's, an enjoyable pour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting the char. I'm really getting the char now.
Yeah.
After that.
That char really picks up.
Wow. Nice. Jim Beam's Devil's Cut for Halloween. It's great. Nothing better than drinking with the devil, right? The devil that bit us.
Yeah.
And thank you, Sandy No, for suggesting it, because I don't know how I didn't forget it.
Sandy No, I hope you're watching and checking us out.
Yeah, I hope so too. There we go. And then, so let me give, I have a new reading because I have now.
Let me give a few shout-outs right here right quick to Steve Sadak and Ryan Williams and George Bomber and Ralph Coppola. They're all watching. Jan Bird Pickens was watching a little earlier. Appreciate y'all watching, checking us out.
Yes, I appreciate everybody that's watching tonight. That's awesome. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys are Facebook Live through Super Nash, but we are on all the, I shared it, he shared it. It should be, oh, excuse me.
Yeah, it's up and running.
I was drinking that that Devil's Cut a little quick. I poured myself a healthy pour for it is Saturday night, correct?
That's right.
All right, so.
Definitely shout out to everybody that's watching, because we know it's Halloween weekend, and we know some people have kids and other Halloween parties and other events that they're attending. So those that are here and watching, we appreciate you.
We appreciate it very much. And we like to fill the space on a Saturday night if you got nothing to do. And we all know, hopefully you do. But if you didn't, now you do. You're with us on Facebook Live.
And you know, we definitely enjoy drinking whiskey and bourbon on a Saturday night.
That's for sure. It's our Halloween, first ever Halloween special. We are coming up on 2 years of the podcast, which is freaking amazing. And this past October was a record-setting month. Went over 3,000 downloads. I mean, we are talking about the first...
Cheers to that.
Yeah, the first year... We had 2,000 downloads, and we in 1 month, we went over 3,000 downloads. And the last 2 months have been 2,000 calendar months. Both of them, we've gone over the 2,000 mark. We are almost at 15,000 viewers. It's insane how fast we're going from getting 10,000 to 15,000. It took us a year and a three quarters to get to 10,000. And in almost two months, we're almost 5,000. It's just great. We appreciate all the support. Everybody, you know, it's wonderful. This is just going to get bigger and bigger. We're going to get more and more guests on, but tonight we'll just concentrate on that. But that brings me to another distillery, Log Still Distillery, Wally Dant. Lynn Dant, Charlie Dant, and what they're doing down there in Gethsemane, Kentucky is amazing. They are awesome people, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. They are our sponsor, and we do have, we both picked up the Monk's Road. And we will be coming up with a podcast on that. Dedicated to the Log Still Distillery, everything that we know about it. When we were in at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, we stopped in and did a tasting, and what they're doing down there is amazing. Our humble beginnings trace back to 1836, when our forefather used an old hollowed-out poplar log to fashion a still. Kentucky bourbon has flowed through our family's veins ever since. Today, we pay homage to our family legacy with Dant Crossing, a 300-acre destination in Gethsemane, Kentucky that is anchored by Log Still Distillery, home to our Monk's Road premium bourbon and gins. Dant Crossing is just an hour away from Lexington and Louisville and just over 2 hours from Nashville. Spearheaded by J.W. Wally Dant III and cousins Lynn and Charles, family is at the heart of everything we do. For tours and tasting information, go to thelogstilldistillery.com. And remember, drink responsibly. They're just wonderful people down there. And we enjoy having them as a sponsor. And it was great to see everybody at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Their booth. And their stage was amazing, along with pretty much everybody. Everybody that was there did such a good job. So we look forward to getting down to Kentucky and when the log still, I mean, their amphitheater is running. It's probably getting ready to close down for the off season, but then they've got their event center their five-star restaurant going up, you know, in their, you talked about on the last podcast, the railroad experience. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Major part of the new distillery is coming right along too.
Yeah, when we were down there, and I just imagine when that was September 20 in the, you know, 18th and 19th, we're already at we're almost November. I mean, that's got to be, you know, it's almost a month, a full another month back into it. And I just can't imagine what it looks like. It's got to, they were finishing those offices on the front end of the distillery. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So that brings us to the bloody part of this, this Halloween podcast. Blood Oath Pack number 7. The first Blood Oath bottle I've ever owned. Now, I don't want a neck pour. And I picked up at the distillery to celebrate drinking Blood Oath this really cool Blood Oath rocks glass. That's what I'm going to do it. It looks like you can nose it.
I've actually got the same thing.
There it is. Put it up there. Boom. Once again, not a neck pour. I pop this out. Yeah, it's Saturday. There's not going to be much of me left after this podcast.
Hey, all you got to do is just sit back and watch those Braves kick some butt again tonight, hopefully.
Now, this one is very fruity on the front. I don't know why I can smell it. I get apricots. Let's see what we got.
Oh, wow.
Now, this mash bill for Blood Oath is 78% corn, 10% rye, and 12% malted barley. That's if this was distilled at Heaven Hill. It's 51% corn. If it was distilled other than Heaven Hill, which they don't know because that is a secret. MGP owns now Lux Road and the Limestone Branch Distillery. So they, but I really think Lux Row is really coming on. I mean, when we were down there, what we pulled out of there, I pulled out the Lux Row Distillers. It's the Distillers Collection, right? Isn't it the Lux Row, the 12 year?
Yes.
And I haven't cracked that bottle yet. And then also I pulled out Davis County Distillers Select. I pulled out Davis County, two different expressions, the white and the black one. So I pulled out three Davis counties out of there. And then
Davis County, yeah, is the one that we both got. Is finished in the toasted French oak barrels.
Yeah, and then I picked up another one,
already opened that one, and it's really good.
I love just the regular Davis County, the blue label. I went through two bottles in like 2 weeks.
I'm getting like a white peach.
Okay, I can go with that. I it's a fruit.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't pull up any notes on the Blood Oath. Didn't have time.
I get a little bit of apple.
The devil was busy today.
Yeah, I've got some notes. My notes come from the Masters of Malt.
Let's finish our nosing. What we get from it before you read the notes.
Yeah, I get a little bit of fruit. Like you said, I get a little bit of citrus, a little bit of white peach, or even a grape. And then
might be, like a white grape.
And then I get some apple, maybe.
I'm getting maybe some brown sugar. Some type of sweetness there, or honey. Maybe it's honey.
All right. So let's take our first sip.
All right.
Hmm. Vanilla. Pink, like a nutty. And an oaky. Wait, I get some dark fruit.
Wow. And see, I've had the Bloodos 4, 5, and 6, which you've got some samples coming up.
I get like, holy shit.
Wow.
I get that's leather and pepper.
I'm getting the pepper.
Pepper. And then leather on that.
I'm getting not the leather, but almost like a cigar box.
Yeah. Like a tobacco.
Yeah, tobacco. But to me, because I guess yesterday I was in a large humidor working when I did fire extinguishers at this Liquor Express and Wine Express, and they had a huge, huge cigar humidor that I had to go in and check a fire extinguisher that they had inside there. And so now, yesterday evening and today, I'm just picking up the note of a cigar box. If that's kind of weird, I guess.
No, this is definitely on the back palate.
I had those smells.
A leathery, a tobacco-y. Mm-hmm. And you could do either. It's not chocolate because it's not sweet.
Yeah.
And then the pepper. Now, the pepper makes sure you don't get left with a bitter taste in your mouth. This is a very unique. This is definitely a cigar smoking.
It's right on the verge of starting to get bitter, but it doesn't quite go there.
No, it gets peppery at the last second. And it's got a hug to last forever.
Yes, nice, good warm hug. This is something like, today it's been cold and rainy here since like about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock this afternoon. And so this is kind of what you'd like to be sipping on.
Yeah. There's a lot more on the nose. I'm getting a lot of.
Like, I'm still getting like that white peach or maybe the grape. And vanilla.
All right. So here's the notes from the Masters of Malt.
Okay.
The nose, oaky, peanuts, dried DF, whatever that is, stewed apples, baking spice, blackberry taffy, leather, and a bit of citrus and candy sweetness. Now, I get no sweetness that they're talking about on it. I don't pick up at all.
Getting that little bit
taffy.
Of not very much.
Or the candy sweetness. Or,
very taffy.
But I do get the apples a little bit, maybe stewed apples. That's like almost a spoiled apple. But then I get
I'm getting like a
oak
baking spice from like a apple pie.
Right. But then I get a little bit of that grape white peach like you're talking about. But then, warm, inviting aroma that stays on the dark side with some lighter fruit and citrus pops. But most interesting is the leather. That's on the nose. Now,
the more I drink this, I'm just getting on the finish, I'm getting the leather.
Right. So the palate. Peanut brittle, oak, baking spice, biscuity, copper, dark fruit taffy. Dried orchard fruit and touches of leather, candy sweetness, and pepper.
Did you say copper?
Yeah, it actually says copper. What the? Like you're drinking out of a copper pipe water? I don't know. All I know is.
That's the first time I've ever heard copper used in tasting notes. And so. I don't even know what copper tastes like.
All right. That time, I got a dark fruit taffy. The sweetness finally popped out on me. That's the sweetest that it's been.
I just took a sip and I got the dark. I would say I picked up the dark fruit taffy. There was a little bit of taffy in there, a candy sweetness, whatever. It was there. I'm waking my taste buds up. You know that.
Yes. And that's good. That's a good thing. I'm glad.
Now,
sweetness into mid palate, but it quickly goes away.
No, this last taste is there on the finish, even. It's on the finish. So they say the richly nutty aspect grows along with the spice as the Blood Oath Part 7 opens. It's a warm and lovely whiskey, but the oak is oddly muted compared to the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
Finish. Medium to long, oak, peanut brittle, and dark fruit fade to herbal spice. Good balance, medium full body, and warm and very warm and velvety feel.
Velvety feel.
Okay, let's take one more.
I am loving this.
Every single one gets sweeter and sweeter.
Yeah, and it's completely different. And every time I nose it.
Now I taste the candy spices. You know, the candy sweetness. And I could smell it, too. I smell the candy sweetness. There's the sugar is building or whatever. I mean, you have to remember, this is the first pour out of my bottle. Is it the first pour out of your bottle?
Yeah, sure is. Yeah.
So it's opened up just in the glass.
Yeah.
You know, those first pours were kind of a little bit, I might have to revisit the Jim Beam Devil's Cut.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've opened up my sweetness aspect to the podcast.
Are we going to bash this?
I think we should. We can bash it. It's pop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am going to bash it. But before we bash it.
Yes.
Let's move this out of the way. The Blood Oath.
Actually, tonight I will be doing my own bashing with the devil's sword.
All right. Let's. What was I going to do here?
The devil's scepter.
The devil's scepter. Okay, we're. I got the bash. Oh, I just have to move this over a little bit so I can. Are the folks at Watershed Distillery. I initially contacted Aaron Harris when he took the master distiller job at Watershed. I've made it known that their signature brand I was not a huge fan of. I love bourbon. I wouldn't say I didn't like it, but it wasn't one of my favorites. It's an Ohio it's one of the largest selling Ohio bourbon in the country. That they're from, you know, overall. And
this barrel I've got now is phenomenal.
So the owner Greg, he started out distilling gin, and then him and his partner distilled gin. They started making whiskey, and at this point, when Aaron joined. Aaron Harris joined. I was excited because I felt they were pulling in a master distiller out of Kentucky. I believe Aaron worked at Barton 1792 and also at Lux Row. So he was at both those distilleries and had some experience. And when I hooked up with him, he was very, very happy to talk to me. And we kind of became Facebook friends. And then they had an event down there and he invited me to it. And I went down there and I was hoping that it was a media event to introduce new whiskeys. And I was hoping that when I went there that I would like them, because you have to be honest when you're tasting whiskey. Well, it turned out that what Aaron is doing with Greg and Dimmick, she worked at Wild Turkey, and now she's working there as their aging specialist, and she does everything. She's wonderful. She promotes the Scotchy Bourbon Boys insanely, and she also promotes the Watershed Distillery, which is fantastic. Their restaurant that they have there is fantastic also. And the people down there make it special. So if you're ever in the Columbus area, make sure you stop off at the Watershed Distillery and say hi to Ann, Aaron, or Greg. All right. Let me do this. The Watershed Distillery is Ohio's largest craft distillery and producer of the number one selling Ohio-made bourbon in the world. Open 7 days a week for tours and tastings, and home to the Watershed Kitchen and Bar, one of the top three restaurants in Columbus, Watershed Distillery is the perfect destination for great bourbon, exceptional food, and amazing craft cocktails. Learn more and book your tour at watersheddistillery.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and always drink responsibly. Cheers. Look at that. There we go. That was a clean reading, finally.
Yes, it was.
So that brings us back. Thanks to Ann and Aaron and everything they do. Columbus, during this 3,130-day period, was the number one city that was listening to the podcast, and that's 100% partially because we have Watershed Distillery. We had them on, and it was a good representation. So now we're back to the Blood Oath. We are going to barrel bash that, which means, and the devil's going to pitch in with his scepter. You just out fucking did me on this one. You didn't say anything about costumes.
We didn't,
but God, here we go. All right. Let's just the nose on this. I'm getting the candy sweetness now. How stupid. And it's a taffy tangy flavor. And I'm not lying. Seriously, I am not. I just want to make everybody know that I am picking up all of a sudden. I'm tasting and smelling better as I get more intoxicated. But that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
No, I can taste that little bit of what they're talking about, the candy sweetness. So when you add that in, that's taking this one up a notch. Okay, so
switching nostrils.
Yeah, the prominent.
Because I found out too that early on that, the alcohol sort of does burn out, that one nostril that I was trying to sniff and smell everything from. So like switching between them, it allows me to pick up more and more each time I go back to it.
Wow. I just did that, and I picked up the blackberry. I mean, I've never. That's the first time I ever smelled like that. I understand this could be the power of suggestion, but I don't. I seriously.
As you said that, I was nosing it, and I've got the blackberry. But I'm not getting the taffy part.
Well, I get it's blackberry candy sweetness.
Yeah.
So the candy sweetness with the blackberry, you could instantly put it at taffy because that taffy has that little tang.
I'm more leaning towards the like a blackberry cobbler.
I'm more leaning towards like a blackberry juice that is a little turned.
Yeah, that time right there on that nose, and it was nothing but blackberries, like sour blackberries.
Okay, there's my hammer. You got your scepter. I'm going to go first on the nose.
Absolutely.
I give the nose a 3 out of 4. Okay, the barrel bashing of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We have our bourbon barrel. Let's see what that sounds like.
Blood Oath Pack 7 that we're barrel bashing and Devil Scepter bashing for the Halloween special.
Right. And our, what would you say, our rating is 4 barrel bashes per category of nose, body, taste, and finish for a total of 16. But if one of the categories is exceptional, you are allowed to give one of the categories a butt up up. That you have to listen to season one to see how we came up with that. But allowing for a score of a perfect bourbon of 17 of 16. And actually, I believe George T. Stagg got an 18 because I broke the rules and gave two butt up ups.
Yes, you did. And there was nothing wrong with breaking the rules, is there?
No, because they're my fucking rules, right?
And we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Yes. Cheers to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Cheers to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. That's right.
What sceptering are you going to do, Mr. Super Nash, to this?
I love the nose on this because it's everything that I love in a bourbon. I mean, just each time I go back to it, it's just getting better and better and more smells or aromas. More aromas are coming off of it. So I'm going to give this a 3 from the Devil's Scepter.
Oh, he bashed that barrel. Listen to this. This is a real barrel bash.
That was sort of weak. I kind of like my scepter bashing better.
I like my original barrel. That's it.
There you go.
It's got a little bit of whiskey in there.
Oh, wow.
All right. So that brings us to the body. That's a full body.
It is.
All right.
Real thick and oily.
I'm going to give the body. I'm going to bash that baby. Doesn't quite go to the cheeks on the end of the cheeks, but it's everywhere else in your mouth. So it gets a 3. 3 from Tiny.
I'm liking this body. And I agree with you. It doesn't quite get to the cheeks, but it does from front to back. Coat the mouth.
Yes, sir.
And nice, thick, oily legs. So I'm going to give the Scepter Bash a 3.
All right. That brings us to the taste, which you get to go first on.
This is one of the best tasting bourbons that I think, because each time I taste it, I'm pulling out different flavors. I'm going to have to give this taste 4 Scepter Bashes.
Okay, you're going to knock your computer off if you keep that up.
Yeah, I kind of Scepter Bashed my computer screen.
Yeah, I felt the wiggling. All right, so you give it a 4. For me, it was until I could taste the sweetness and the blackberry. It's too much.
Too much? Oh, I've never heard you say that.
There's too much leather. But I don't know if I'm... It's on my tongue. It's not on the finish. It's on my tongue. So I have to give this a 3. I like the complexity of this. Mm-hmm. And... It was a 2 for me, but then all of a sudden that I started tasting that sweetness, which brought it up to a 3. So that's where I'm at. So you're on your finish.
Yes. On the finish, I think this is where it's just a little bit lacking. It does have a nice hug to it, and I'm getting the full flavor all the way to the back, and... It's finishing up with that oaky sort of cigar box sort of taste. But it's not a dry leather or dry.
Or bitter.
Yeah, or bitter. Yeah.
No.
It's still sweet. So, but it's still not way up there with the, some of the best that I've tasted. So, to keep from rambling on, the devil is going to scepter bash this at a 3.
Tiny concurs. It's probably one of the most complex finishes. If it finished a little less leathery and a little more blackberry. No. There's blackberry, there's leather, there's sweet, there's tobacco. The sweetness almost makes it a little bit, no, it doesn't, there's no chocolate, but I'm torn. If it was the opposite, because I love aspects of bourbon that are sweet, and I don't enjoy as much the leathers and the tobaccos, just like I don't really get into cigars. A lot of people get into cigars and love that they look deep inside the taste. I just know that cigars, when I wake up the next day, make me, my mouth tastes like an ashtray. It's not a fun experience for me. I don't smoke a lot of cigars. I smoke cigars, and I, you know, if someone's celebrating, I have no problem. I can smoke a cigar, but it's not a pleasurable experience to me like it is for some people. And so when you have that tobacco taste or that leather taste, it's not as pleasurable for me, but at the same time, the complexity of this is pretty complex. If I could give out a half, I would, but I can't, so I got to give it a 3. Almost talked myself into a 4, but it's just that it's just not sweet enough on the end. It's not bitter taste left, but it's not a sweet taste left. So,
quite got enough for to me, a Kentucky hug to give it a 4. That's why I gave it a 3.
So I gave it a 12 out of 16, and you give it a 13 out of 16. Not bad for the Scotchy Bourbon, which means we, as the Scotchy Bourbon boys, gave this a 12.5 out of 16.
Number 7.
But that's my first experience with the Blood Oath, and this is our Halloween special. So you got anything for us, Supernash, before we close?
This came up as a surprise to me.
we kind of put this together.
My costume and everything else came up as a surprise to you.
Yeah, so. Definitely. But I like your orange lights, and you got it going. You got the skull back there next to the Devil's Cut. A shout out to Sandy No for giving us the suggestion for Devil's Cut.
Absolutely, Sandy. Thank you so much, and very much enjoyed tasting the Devil's Cut. That was my first time tasting the Devil's Cut, actually, and I quite enjoyed it. And,
I should just give it a little bit.
In my schedule of pours from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, it just got in my pour right now. Wow. Hey, what the shit? All right, let's see. Are you talking about mint on this one? I just got a little mint on it. Oh my God. What? Oh, thank God that wasn't barrel strength.
He recomposes himself. The devil would like to thank you for joining us during our Halloween special here.
The devil got me. Oh my God. It wasn't that bad. The first thing, and I was able to get the rest down, but it was one short of spraying. Oh my God. All right. Yes. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Everybody knows. Please check us out on all the podcast formats.
I'm Supernash. That's Tiny.
I'm Tiny. We have Roxy. And check out the website probably later this week, because Young Nose just sent me his new Scotchy blog. So that is going to be up right on the website. So,
and we are so much missing you, Young Nose. Wish you could have been here tonight. And
yeah,
gosh.
Are you talking about you're talking about Xavier.
Xavier
and Mrs. Xavier, and then Matt, Matt have come up with his name. He doesn't mind it, but it's going to be Boomer.
Boomer.
Because when he finds whiskey, it's boom.
Boom.
We got Super Nash and Boomer. So there we go. With that said, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. We're about to have Mr. Morrison take us out, but just remember, good bourbon equals good friends and good times, and go out there, my friends, and live dangerously.
Absolutely.
Good night.
And thanks for all the Facebook Live watchers. We appreciate you. We had a blast. And check us out. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and we'd love to have you join our group on the Facebook page. Just go to it and give one of us a message, and there.
There you go. Everybody, Facebook Live, thank you for coming. Thank you for watching. And find your next whiskey bar.
We are out.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why.
Happy Halloween, y'all.